With all the focus on security and turnout for the Iraqi election, it's easy to lose sight of what Iraqis are actually voting on. We've invited in Daniel Serwer of the U.S. Institute of Peace to give us a short primer. He's traveled to Iraq 3 times in the past year, working on peace-building projects. Welcome.
It's a pleasure to be here.
Iraqis are voting for a transitional national assembly. How many members will that assembly have, and what will be the task of that assembly?
There will be 275 members of that assembly who will be elected with the whole country as a single electoral district. And that assembly will have as its main task the preparation of a new constitution for Iraq.
I understand there are 111 so-called lists.
That's right. There are lists of candidates' names that are predetermined. That is, they've already been fixed. And if you get enough votes to have one seat, the first guy on the list gets elected, and so on down the list in the order that they've been listed in advance of the elections.
And doesn't this assembly elect the president?
It chooses a president and 2 vice presidents. And the first signals of whether this is a step forward will come from that process.
And now, isn't there a time limit on the work of this National Assembly?
There are various time limits. They're supposed to write a constitution by August 15th, hold a referendum on that constitution by October 15th, and hold new elections by December 15th with the goal of a new government by December 31st. But there are provisions also for a possible 6-month delay in that process. It's a pretty tough timetable.
You've worked on peace-building projects in other places. Have you ever been involved with or seen an election take place with such intense conflict ongoing?
I think this is really quite unique, where you have a concerted insurgency trying to destroy the democratic process, not trying to assassinate the leader of another political party, but actually attacking the process itself. And I can't think of a recent case, at least, in which this has happened.
And I've seen that there's only an average of some less than 2 local voting observers at each polling site and virtually no international observers. So
yes.
What is there to prevent vote fraud?
I think what prevents fraud is the Iraqis themselves and the poll workers themselves. And I do think that among 90% of Iraqis, there is this strong desire to make this come out right. The question is, will the will of the Iraqi people be known through these elections or not?
In the end, how do you think the success of this vote should be gauged?
I think it should be gauged by whether it's a step forward in legitimacy. That's why we're conducting these elections, because we've had trouble with the legitimacy of the institutions that have preceded it. And the key question is, can they write a constitution that will hold Iraq together?
Daniel Serwer is Vice President and Director of Peace and Stability Operations for the U.S. Institute of Peace. Thank you so much.
It's been a pleasure.